Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Eagle. It is Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 10th day of May, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want. And that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 43 degrees today. And, I mean, we woke up there about 4 inches fucking snow. I mean, this is more like goddamn January than fucking, the middle. We're almost in the middle of May. I mean, I don't know what the fuck, they talk about cows a-farting and me a-fucking breathing. I look up and I see these fucking huge fucking airplanes dumping hundreds of thousands of gallons, millions of gallons of fucking shit that's falling down and fucking polluting and fucking goddamn, fucking tearing shit. I mean, tearing the goddamn air up, man. Fucking tearing the goddamn weather up. Yeah, there's, man, it's man made for goddamn sure. Those fucking jets were made out of by men. The fucking chemicals and the fucking barium and the fucking aluminum they put in them were all mixed up and put in there by man. I mean, how dare they even speak about a cow fart? When you look up and the whole goddamn sky is blanketed out by a fucking chemtrails. Oh, got off on that a little bit. Anyway, at any rate, let's see.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
There hasn't been a true blue sky in over 30 years.
No, sir. Nope. There sure hell haven't. You look and you'll see, you think there's one out there. Then you get out there and you get to looking, or you go up to a high place and look at it, and fucking you can't even see the goddamn ground from a high place. They're deliberately trying to fucking kill us. We're gonna open up here when we get back from the break with we're gonna talk about the water a little bit, about what they're doing with the goddamn water we're drinking, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. About a month ago, we got every year they go and do the water test for the local fucking, the towers up on the mountain, just a hill here's about probably, I don't know, 700 yards where I'm sitting. And, they send you the thing in the mail with your fucking bill, with your water bill, telling you, showing you the test results. And all it tested out fucking just fine. This water had fucking black mold in it. It's had black mold in it for about fucking between five and 10 years now. They know it's got fucking black mold in it. And still they fucking continue to pump it through. Black fucking mold. And you son of a bitches over there, I know who you are. You fucker who signed it, you cocksucker. You know what you fucking did. I will fucking prove it, you son of a bitch. And you will answer for everybody you poisoned in this town. Anyway, so fucking the other day, we used charcoal filters to any for any of the water that we do use for washing or anything, because you don't even want this shit on your fucking skin. I kid you not. But fucking, we get, ran a thing of it, and fucking, it had it like soap fucking bubbles in top of it, and it had like this slime looking shit in it. So evidently, they're up there trying to clean the fucking black mold out of the goddamn tower up there, and they're putting some kind of chemical in there. And hell, you're just supposed to drink that shit. And people think that's fucking crazy and outrageous, but really it isn't. Laura and I watched a couple of documentaries a while back on the where the, in the coal mining states like West Virginia and fucking Ohio and Pennsylvania. And they showed fucking, they fucking would get a water out of their goddamn tap. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't pour it on a fucking plant and their goddamn gardens won't grow. It kills their fucking gardens. And they're told, they're given the same goddamn thing you brought in here, Pete Pate, you motherfucker, and told that that fucking water's okay. Well, it ain't. We're not goddamn animals. You try treating us like animals, we'll start acting like fucking animals with you, you motherfucker. All the rich fucking people, see, they live outside of this goddamn town that run this fucking place, the Californians and the goddamn tribal members. They got big fucking fancy houses with private fucking wells. They're not drinking this goddamn shit. I tell you what, right now, I've had enough of you motherfuckers. You know I'll deal with you! You fucking scum! At any rate, I had to get out of my fucking chest, man. I could not fucking, even after you run it through a fucking cold, a charcoal filter, the fucking shit still looks fucking dirty. And like I said, we watched those goddamn things back there, and they're sitting right there. You got the goddamn people there, the people who test it, the chemists that test it, and they got the things right there showing you right here. Yeah, this water's safe to drink. And they fucking hold up a, I wouldn't fucking drink it. I wouldn't let it get on my goddamn hands. But I mean, all they got to do here in Chiloquin is go down to the local fucking mason, and I know it's the mason that owns the fucking lab down there, and you get the fucking water cleared even though it's fucking got black fucking mold in it. How would you like to come up against everybody you fucking gave black fucking mold, you motherfuckers? At any rate, enough about the fucking water. We'll see what we get next. Soap, fucking scum, fucking whatever the fuck comes through the fucking pipe. What do you? We're going to find out what you're fucking doing. We'll fucking trace the fucking pipes. We'll find out where them fucking pipes are going and what you are fucking doing. You dirty, rotten, lowlife, pig shit-eating motherfuckers. Anyway, we got Merrick Garland has announced the Office of Environmental Justice right on top of that fucking report right there. And this is from Capitol Hill News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Garland announced that the United States Department of Justice is creating an Office of Environmental Justice, which comes a week after President Joe Biden announced he was going to spend a massive amount of money to make the U.S. military more climate friendly. That's pretty fucking unbelievable. I'm not from this planet. I'm sitting back looking at this retarded fucking shit wondering what these fucking creatures are. This new office is intended to strengthen Biden's environmental justice enforcement strategy. Why is this happening? Most likely because the Democrat Party knows that they have to act quickly before 2022 midterm elections. Now, what got me about when I first started reading this article? As you know, he's coming down, he's going to make the U.S. military more climate friendly. Does that count nuclear bombs, you son of a bitch? You're over there telling, you just declared from your mafia fucking headquarters that we're at war with fucking Russia? How environmentally friendly are those fucking hydrogen bombs and shit? Ask the people in the Bikini Islands. Ask the people who survived Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Those were just little atom bombs. Well, maybe we can make it more environmentally friendly hydrogen bomb. What do you think, motherfucker? Or do you think that these people are goddamn stealing hand over fucking fist and building a fucking NATO, not a NATO, but a goddamn United Nations fucking absolute army? They have fucking the billions being sent over there as our people live in fucking squalor and drink fucking shit like I was just talking about. This new entire
new world
pardon, order. Pardon, go ahead, brother.
New World Order Army.
You goddamn right. That's exactly what it is. And they're denouncing their policies. Fuck your policies. Shove them up your fucking ass. They violate my rights. Come enforce one of them. I'll blow your blue fucking helmet out in the fucking street, you cocksucker. You ain't going to enforce no goddamn foreign law in this fucking land. This is the United States of the Americas, and it belongs to me. It belongs to the fucking people. It belongs to the American fucking nationals, not you son of a bitches who have committed the highest fraud that's ever been committed on this planet and thinking that you're going to steal it from us and sell what belongs to us and tell us we can't own anything. Excuse me. Oh, let's see what here. Garland said, first, consistent with the president's executive order on tackling the climate crisis at home and abroad, we are issuing, see, at home and abroad, we're going around the fucking way. This ain't one world order. You don't take our fucking money out of this country. You don't take our wealth out of this country, you son of a bitch. When you do, you are committing the highest fucking fraud. You're committing treason. You are committing sedition. And you are going to fucking answer for it, prick. But this is what they're doing over there. They're building a unit. They're building their one world order, and they're building their one world army in Ukraine with the goddamn can't think of how there. I can't never get that word out of my fucking mouth right. Nazkanazi's Jew motherfuckers. How about that? The Nazkanazis are gonna fucking. They're gonna fucking. They were the filth of the fucking planet. They're still the filth of the planet. All the filth you see around you, the queers, the goddamn fucking transvestites, the fucking men wanting to be women, cut their fucking dicks off and sew them on a fucking woman. You fucking freaks. But this is where it comes from. These degenerated motherfucking son of a bitch and goddamn, oh man, Khazarians. Khazarian Jews. To them, this is normal fucking behavior. They're sick son of a bitches that should have been put down 1,000 years ago. They should have been erased from the fucking planet. They're fucking sick in the head. They're the one fucking worldless. And all of a sudden, the Jews are fucking fascist. When you say fucking Jews are fascist, you are, God, you anti-Semitic son of a bitch, you. But they're over there fucking, amen, because they're moving their headquarters. They couldn't pull it off in the Middle East. The people were on fucking to them in the Middle East. They couldn't get the fucking Ottoman Empire from that end, so they'll go to Ukraine, where they can build a fucking, it's big enough and it has the fucking resources to feed the fucking motherfuckers, and use the Lend-Lease program and just give, hey, we're gonna fucking create another fucking Russia is, power as powerful as Russia. And I'm telling you, Russia is fucking powerful. They try to tell you, oh, well, Russia, you, fuck you. Russia has more fucking nuclear weapons than we do. They can destroy this fucking earth probably 4 or 5 times, where we can only destroy it 3 times. The very thought of fucking fighting Russia is stupid. Stupid. And all these fucking invasions.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, you know how degenerate these SOBs are, man. Let me tell you. When you have your Secretary of Health is a transvestite Jew.
Yeah.
Levine, he turned himself. Oh, let me tell you what that cocksucker did too. When they started with these shots, you know what he did? I'm not gonna call him a he. I don't care what you. I don't care. You know what he did, Henry? He went and got his mother out of the nursing home when they started giving the old people the shots, and took his mother out and left everybody else in. See, he knew what was coming with those shots, and a lot of those nursing homes up there, where a lot of elderly people are. They got killed when they got those shots, but this SOB took his mother out.
Of course. I call them she, he, it's. You know, shits. Because that's what they fucking
exactly.
Are. They are shit. I'm talking about, you're right, man. You talk about the degeneration of this goddamn country, the loss of morality, the loss of fucking our goddamn path. It's all, fight comes right out of Khazarian fucking goddamn Israel. It's going to be now the fucking put its goddamn headquarters in the Ukraine, and we're going to pay from the sweat of our fucking brow and our people going hungry and our people living under fucking bridges to build a UN fucking army to fucking come and fucking to take us on. That's exactly what's happening here. And fucking the people are just sitting there, well, 10 Republicans didn't do it out of fucking 500. Fuck you. Every one of you that is in that goddamn fucking citadel up there. You are goddamn traitors or you wouldn't be there. You wouldn't be allowed to be there. You fucking know what you're doing. You know you're violating the law of we the people, the supreme, superior, absolute, people ratified, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You are in gross violation. You are in violation to the point of war. You have declared war on us through the Southern Poverty Law Center, which cannot exist as an entity in this goddamn country because it's practicing the Queen's fucking law. It's private fucking law that is not allowed. It is disallowed by the Ninth Article of the fucking People's Supreme Superior Absolute Law of December 15, 1791, and that it cannot create a power to violate our fucking rights, you cocksuckers. You think you can poison, you treat us like fucking animals. We'll show you what fucking animals can do to your ass. Back to the environment. And like I said, at the same time, he's military more climate friendly. At the same time, you're fucking trying to, I'm not buying the scare tags. If you say, this could go to a nuclear war. Let's go to a nuclear war is the destruction of this fucking planet, you ignorant son of a bitch. You think we're going to buy that? You want your slaves. What, are you going to spend a generation under fucking ground before you can come back up and start enjoying your fucking slaves that are all dead? Don't listen to these motherfuckers, people. If the people of every country ought to fucking slaughter the corporation that's in control, because it is, every one of them is a corporation. There is no fucking thing called government. You go back and look at the fucking colonies in this country, every one of them was a goddamn corporation. The Mayflower. Oh, great, when the Americans landed in the New World. A fucking, they were under contract with, and it was a fucking corporation. Fucking goddamn Boston, corporation. Fucking Jamestown, Virginia, corporation. It was all fucking corporate shit. Under the Queen, and it still fucking is. Then we got rid of it for a little while, until 1871, but goddamn it, right then we should have squashed it. Why in the fuck didn't the guys who, you'd already fought, I guess they were tired of fighting. Why didn't you go and finish the fucking job? All you had to do is kill, there, just a handful of them. Just like us now. All we really got to do is kill a fucking handful of them. Take the goddamn wealth back. There'll be no goddamn mercenaries. You fucking go out and hire out for as a fucking hired killer. You'll be treated as one. You come inside our jurisdiction, your fucking ass will hang. Plain and simple. But like I said, in this environmental friendly fucking goddamn military, and at the same time you're talking about a nuclear war, goddamn, are you retarded or do you think we are? In terms of climate, that doesn't make sense. The United States doesn't pollute the air nearly as much as many. See, this is going to be their fucking argument here. And rather than you do not have the authority to do none of this shit. You are an unlawful fucking entity. Every fucking second it takes by is another fucking ton of fucking goddamn crimes against the fucking people and against our superior law that you fucking commit. You commit the crimes against our jurisdiction. You commit the crimes against, you are acting not with the will of the people because you can't. Because you keep talking about that fucking Constitution. And that motherfucker was never ratified, never accepted, never consented to by we the people. It just fucking wasn't, but that Bill of Rights was, and that is the goddamn law, and you're not going to ignore it. You're going to fucking obey it, or you're going in the fucking ground. This is another form of the U.S. becoming the world police. This climate crisis abroad. We are issuing a comprehensive environmental justice enforcement strategy. So you're going to go around the fucking world telling people they fuck, or maybe you put some of this shit you're putting in our water in their fucking water and kill them off. This is a kill fucking program, world. Everybody across this planet listening right now, whatever language this is translated in, this is to fucking kill you dead for a handful of oligarchs. Not enough to fucking whip the wind with a fistful of hammers. If they ever had to do their own fighting, well, there wouldn't be no fucking fight because they would just run. They are yellow ass cowards. But they will fucking use fucking people. Just like this shit over in Ukraine. What? Nobody still has answered the question. I see it nowhere. What is our fucking interest in the fucking Ukraine? Other than the Khazarians are wanting to make it the goddamn... The people have figured out. I mean, even the Jews and fucking... The Jew-Jews. What a fucking world. The Jew-Jews over in fucking Israel. I mean, they know who the Khazarians are. John talked about the book about the true Jew who went back and how he was treated Well, the way he put it, I was treated like a nigger. That's how the people who have, we're in Israel, who don't belong there, their asses have got to go too, because they are fucking invaders in Palestine. But they've used that goddamn veil of victimhood. Well, that veil is lifted, man. You're fucking, here's your fucking Khazarian Jew talking right here.
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had three revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
These are the Khazarians, my people. Are you going to let these motherfuckers rule you? These sick, fucking, goddamn, demented, child-molesting pieces of fucking dog shit? Because I'm not. I will not. You'll never fucking rule me, you piece of shit. But man, we stand back. U.S., let's see what we're going here. Oh, I want a better one than that. Let me look here for a second. Oh, yeah, we know that. Oh, here, let's go here. Here we go, here we go. We go with this one right here. I think there's two there. Let me see. Yep. Okay. Sorry about that. Biden signs bill reviving World War II era land lease program to Ukraine. Now, this came up last week. This just came out. Look at the money that has been dumped in the Ukraine while our people are living like goddamn animals, people. It's ours, not theirs. And them son of a bitches that are giving it away have no jurisdictional authority over this goddamn property or the fucking wealth of this goddamn country. They've established nothing but the fact that they are goddamn treasonous criminals. They have committed high crimes, not high crimes, fucking treason. The highest fucking treason you can commit. The kind of treason that gets you put up against a wall and fucking shot. You dirty, rotten pricks do not have our consent to do this. You do not have our consent to build. And hey, this fucking archive will fucking survive. You do not have our consent to build a fucking United Nations, Khazarian, sicko fucking army to fucking come and try to take our goddamn country, what's left of it, away from us because you've hit the edge of the jungle and you can't get nobody to step forward because they know what's waiting in there. Excuse me, probably the water. Okay, this is from Anti-War. President Biden on Monday signed a bill into law reviving the World War II era Lend-Lease program for Ukraine, paving the way for an escalation in U.S. military aid to Kiev. The Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act of 2022 allows... Hey, we're not a fucking democracy, Biden. We fucking are not, and we're not even a republic because your fucking constitution never was. We're free fucking individual sovereign nationals, and you can't do shit without our goddamn authority, you cocksucker. And what you have done, you have committed, God, you've got the rope. Take you to fucking into a common law court and hang you in fucking a half hour. Flat. That's just to keep the fucking mob from hanging your ass. The Ukraine democracy, I mean, even fucking George Washington said democracy destroys itself. Is that what it's meant for? What did she say? New World Order democracy? We're not a fucking democracy. You got it? The group does not have more power than the individual. Each individual has equal fucking power under our fucking law that we fucking ratified. And we fucking put into fucking print. And we will fucking back with our second fucking article. And enforce with our second article. But see, this is the moves these son of bitches make. When they go to war with you, man, this is how Biden fights. Yay, hey, Mick, you fucking goddamn piece of shit. You talk about, I always used to listen, you know, when he'd be talking, when I was young, man, they call me that, Jay Tough. You fucking never, you pussy. You got your fucking lunch money took from you every day you fucking were there. You got pushed down and kicked around on the fucking playground. You punk, pussy, piece of shit. And I know your brain probably can't soak that up and even take the insult. That's like wasting the insult. But your fucking cunt son is just like you. The Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act of 2022 allows Biden to send weapons to Ukraine free of charge. Well, technically, listen to this. I mean, you talk about doublespeak, fucking bullshit, goddamn attorneying from a fucking private fucking goddamn judicial system owned by the fucking queen. Charge while technically requiring payment at a later date. Under the Lend-Lease Act, during World War II, the U.S. sent billions of dollars in weapons to the Soviet Union, China, Britain, and other allies. So somebody had to pay for that fucking war to keep the lead fucking flying, to keep the people killing for reasons they didn't even fucking know. I just killed fucking a bunch of Germans. Fuck them Germans. Why fuck the Germans? Well, because that's my job. I mean, I've heard that so many fucking times from the old guys, and some of them realize it. And somehow, I mean, this one old fella, he was saying, you know, goddamn, in another life, I would have fucking, might have been his friend. They were nice people. Wonder why you went over there and fucking killed them, because your Jew fucking masters fucking told you to. You gotta fucking kill those dirty cocksuckers, and then there'll be nobody to tell you to kill somebody for no fucking reason at all. If you did that in our society under the Bill of Rights, you'd be hung for fucking murder. Plain and fucking simple. If you killed somebody for no fucking, you couldn't tell them, you couldn't even explain the reason why, because somebody told you to. Well, that would be conspiracy to commit murder for the person who fucking told you to do it, and flat ass fucking premeditated murder for you for doing it, wouldn't it? But it seems like all the rules break down when you hit that goddamn ruling class, huh? Now they can fucking order people to kill each other for fucking reasons they do not know. Just like this Ukraine business. Fuck Ukraine. The same thing happened in Syria. People, what in the hell? You know, we fucking invade Iraq. We invade Afghanistan. And the fucking, even if you believe the stories, which are fucking goddamn fucking so phony fucking, I mean, blatant fucking lies. Blatant on their face, prima facie of fucking lies, that the goddamn planes that crashed into that goddamn building were somehow connected with fucking terrorism rather than an operation by the fucking Mossad and the fucking CIA, then you'd have to fucking explain, you know, what'd you have there? You had 15 fucking Saudi Arabians and you had 3 Jordanians. That's what they said. So you attacked Iraq? Well, that's right. They had that yellow cake uranium, didn't they? No, actually they didn't. You destroyed it. How many kids were killed? Little children, women, fucking innocent fucking people. And they talked about weapons of mass destruction as they're dropping daisy fucking cutters, blowing blocks and blocks of fucking, bombing them clear back into the fucking third world, because they had become a competition to the Khazarian motherfuckers over there in Israel. Because they were a first world fucking country. They were fucking emerging as a goddamn first world fucking nation. I mean, they sure as hell needed to get rid of their military dictator. But I think that's something that they could have took care of themselves. I don't think it's none of our fucking business. I think we get inside our own fucking boundaries. We mind our own fucking business. None of our fucking goddamn raw resources leave this fucking country. If anything is allowed, which we shouldn't allow anything for a long fucking time, because we're owed so much fucking money that has been stolen from us, we don't even have to make nothing for a long time, except things that we want to fucking make. We can make things that are more technical. We can make things that are fucking just, any enemy that tries to fuck with our freedom, we can kill them with the push of a fucking button. We don't have to get up out of our fucking chair. That's what we could have done with the wealth of our country that has been stolen. That's what we will do when we get it back. The legislation received massive bipartisan support in Congress, passing by a vote in the Senate by a vote of 417-10 in the House, with only Republicans voting against the bill. Well, I guess they're all against each other then, huh? All 10 of those fucking Republicans. See, I have to have somebody out there so that you can pretend that there's somebody out there that's going to fucking do something about this shit other than you. That way you can sit there and polish your rifle and just think, I'm proud to be an American. And just sing it. Just keep singing it all day long. You fucking scum-sucking coward. According to a summary of the bill, it waives certain requirements related to the president's authority to lend or lease defense articles if the defense articles are intended for Ukraine's government or the governments of other Eastern European countries affected by Russia's. I mean, just anybody he wants. This mother, you tell me this fucker is not acting like a dick. Well, fuck, he's a goddamn corporate monarch, isn't he? Is there anybody fucking challenging? I mean, there's no two sides. They always talked about the two-party system when there was never supposed to be a party system in this goddamn country. How can you have a party system, which is a collective in a country that, with an emphasis on the rights of the individual? That's why I said nobody represents me but me. They can't. Because I have my own unique fucking views. And if all the fucking wealth that has been fucking stolen from us had been coming to the people, had to go through the people's hands before it could fucking pay for any fucking thing, we would have a government that we fucking, that were our bitches. And they would do what we told them, or else we just put our fucking wallet back away and say, fuck you. You're fired. Get the fuck out. Well, get the fuck out or we'll fucking bring the militia down there and fucking hang your ass. Especially if you've been committing fucking goddamn treason against us and sedition. Against our fucking laws. We will hang your ass. And we got the money to fucking do it. I mean, every one of us, we would jump in our fucking Lamborghini and head on down there. We got more fucking money than the Saudi prince, and we should have. But the goddamn American nationals that fucking settled this goddamn country are fucking living in the goddamn streets. They ended up homeless on the continent that their fucking forefathers conquered, just like Jefferson said they would. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, the Poison Water, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1241 Pacific Time. And that was the Dead Sales Dealers. I think that's what they're called. I can look. But the first fucking song didn't play all of a sudden. Just out of no fucking where. You dirty cocksucker. I mean, I know you hate me. Man, I mean, fucking, it's one of those fucking... The decent fucking people will love you, but these goddamn son of a bitches, see, you're taking it away from them. They're a bunch of fucking pussies who couldn't take it away from you, mano y mano. So they sleaze, and they squirm, and they do acts of debauchery. They're Khazarians, and they think they can take it by fucking sleaze, and sleaze alone, but we're going to fucking wipe your sleazy asses out. We're going to spray you with fucking rage, you cocksuckers. Anyway, we were talking about, man, there just ain't enough fucking money here, people. Our own fucking people living under goddamn bridges and stuff. I don't have to say it day after day after day. But what this corporation is telling us is the Queen's handing down the orders for all this shit. And fucking Biden ain't nothing but the goddamn, Queen's fucking, governor for the fucking United States of America colony. Corporate colony, just like all the colonies were corporations. And then, and hey, fucking, don't care, fucking kill the people, sell them off, do whatever you want with them. Goddamn, we need this money over here to get this Khazarian because we're behind on our new world order and we're going to have it. No, you're not. No, you fucking are not. There's enough of us to swarm this fucking place. And once we get a hold of those fucking nuclear arms, we will defend ourselves and we will fucking defend ourselves to the point we'll blow this fucking planet up before we'll live as your slaves, you sick in the head, fucking demented, pedophilic pieces of fucking pig shit eating, dog shit eating fucking scum. The Ukraine Democracy Defend Least Act, huh? The legislation received massive bipartisan support in Congress. That means your Democrats and your Republicans are just like one. Why? Because it's the fucking Jews. It's the Khazarian Jews that have ran fucking Israel since Israel fucking came into conception. That's who it is. The fucking scourge of the world. The misery makers. The motherfuckers that need to be eliminated from this fucking planet. They think they can get them a goddamn army together, man, fucking supporting fagism. I mean, come on, bring your fucking freaks and fags and we'll fucking mow them down like the lawn. Bipartisan support. That means you're fucking, you're Republicans. That means your goddamn Donald Trump's out there pushing his shit, people. While you watch your own fucking people and you turn your head away when you go by because you're fucking, you got money in your pocket for right now. Because you got a place to live, you got food for right now, but you think you're gonna fucking go all the way. You are the traitors in this country. You know what the first ones they're gonna get rid of? The fucking traitors. Because they turned against their own fucking people. You will die first. And you will die worse because we're gonna want your ass too. We want our goddamn fucking, we want our autonomy, we want our law back, we want every motherfucker that ain't supposed to be here out. And they will fucking go or die. Plain and simple. By bipartisan passing by voice vote in the Senate and by vote of 417-10 in the House. Oh, okay. According to the summary of the bill, it waives certain requirements related to the president's authority to lend lease defense articles of defense to anybody in Europe. Like this is fucking United Nations, isn't it? When you're talking about Eastern Europe and NATO, that's United Nations, isn't it? They're building a fucking army in the Ukraine. And fucking Biden, Putin, he's just playing his fucking role. Because he is not a goddamn, you Russian people out there, he ain't one of you, I'm sorry. No more than fucking Trump was one of these stupid fucking Trump-tards. He just like us. He thinks just like we do. He's a businessman. He's a capitalist. Here they are capitalizing on your fucking stupidity. That's what capitalism is. You got a free enterprise system. We had it fucking made in this country. We just didn't have the fucking guts or the brains to fucking keep it all together. But we better get it back, and we better get it quick. The bill's signing comes after president, not president, fucking, Governor Biden of the United Kingdom, asked Congress, he asked the fucking Communist Committee that is fucking occupying the fucking Capitol in the White House for $33 billion in new aid for Ukraine, including $20.4 billion in military assistance. He has nearly exhausted the funds for arms shipments to Kiev from a $13.6 billion Ukraine aid package that was included in a spending bill he signed in March. We have nothing to do with fucking Ukraine. All Ukraine is just the Khazarian fucking goddamn, the capital of Khazaria. The filthiest fucking place to ever exist on this planet. So fucking degenerated that they fucking had to bring in the three major religions to try to bring some kind of fucking morality, because they were just, they just finally somebody disgusted themselves. Which is quite a fucking accomplishment in a fucking situation like that, don't you think? Governor Biden waited until Monday to sign the bill, since May 9th is the day Russia marks its victory for the Soviet defeat. Do you think you're going to sell us this shit? Are you Russian people buying this shit? Because Putin is one of them. You have the fucking goddamn 1% elite in your fucking country too. The rest of you fucking work like slaves, and you fucking bow to their fucking whims. And they tell you to go charge that machine gun. Unless you charge that son of a bitch, or they'll shoot you in the back with a fucking machine gun. You gotta fucking get rid of those fuckers. You outnumber them, thousands to one. Yet here they are with the sleaze and the slime. Khazaria. Of the Nazis, defeat of the Nazis in 1945. Ironically, the Soviet Union was one of the largest beneficiaries of U.S. military aid under the Lend-Lease Act of World War II. Did they ever pay that back? Well, no, they didn't. And in fact, they even came and confiscated the mining equipment from private fucking people in this goddamn country and gave it to them so that they could dig up their fucking gold. They created a threat to our people, to our progeny, to our fucking autonomy. And you think that goddamn Putin's just one of your boys? I bet you last count it was years ago. He had I think 20 billion. I bet he's got fucking 200 billion right now. They're cutting her up, boys. They're deciding. Go look at your fucking children and see which one they're going to decide to do what with. Just walk through your fucking door and rape your fucking daughter right in front of you. They'll do it. You know they'll do it. They've done it in the past. You failed to learn from the past, and by God, you're fixing to repeat it, because you ain't got the fucking balls to. You had the law behind you, solidly behind you, cannot be argued behind you. Just enforce that fucking law, and this shit has to go away. But we all have to fucking do it, and we can't do it as a goddamn collective, like the goddamn theologians want. You're not getting it. Get on that page with those 10 fucking articles, enforce those motherfuckers, and then you can believe whatever you want to believe. But you're not going to fucking make me live by your fucking interpretations of a book. You will never do it. It violates my Bill of Rights. I'll have your fucking ass hung. Get that through your fucking head. I'll take you into a common law court, and I'll tear your goddamn theology all to fucking pieces. Easy beans. According to the U.S. Embassy in Russia, the program provided the Soviet Union with $11.3 billion in assistance, the equivalent of $180 billion in today's currency from 1941 to 1945. They do not know how much they got. They sent fucking plates, printing plates to the son of a bitches. They don't know how much fucking money was fucking spent of that fiat currency. How much debt was put upon our people to create an enemy to kill us. It's always been their fucking ambition. I mean, why the fuck is there? I mean, look at Rome. Rome wanted to rule the world. The Persians wanted to rule the world. The goddamn fucking Greeks wanted to rule the world. Why? Can't you be happy with just your own life and your own self? There's a plenty on this earth for every fucking individual, free, sovereign, national person in every fucking country. You just want you're sick in the fucking head. You're abnormal. And the people that fucking allow this shit, I sit back and look at them like I said, I feel like I'm from another fucking planet. I know the people are in the jungle. I know the panther's in the fucking jungle. I know the jaguar and the lion, they're in the jungle. And they're waiting, but fuck, we can't keep waiting, people. It's time to smash these motherfuckers before they can build that fucking army. Then you're gonna see more than 2 million of you die. You're gonna see fucking 20 million of you die. In the end, we will still win, but 20 million of our fucking brothers and sisters will be fucking dead. And man, you talk about the retribution. The ones that come through this, you bring your theologian asses out and come on out and confront us. See if you're fucking bad as we are after what we will have gone through and our on-the-job guerrilla training. We will rip your fucking guts out and fucking feed them to your ass. Because you're hiding back from the fucking way. You're waiting for us to do all the fucking fighting, and you're going to think you're going to jump in. You better figure out who you're going to be jumping into and what they're going to have, because they will have took it. You pieces of shit. You are one of the biggest problems with this fucking country. 40 fucking years of bullshit out of you fucking fanatical pricks. We could have had this done 40 fucking years ago, people. We could have lived out our fucking large part of our lives. I'd have been 20. I could have lived out the last. I mean, I could be living in a decent house, doing what a grandpa should be fucking doing, instead of being here getting ready to fucking be Samuel Whittemore to do my fucking share all the way right up to the fucking end, and maybe see by. I'd love God if I made it through it. I'd love to do some of this prosecuting. It would be a fucking pleasure to watch you son of a bitches fucking shake and shiver and then just hand that fucking paper with that treason written right across it and with copy of the Bill of Rights. Read that fucking article. Read that fifth fucking article. Now read this bill you signed for fucking goddamn asset forfeiture. Read it. Is that against that law? Did you know it was against that law? Here, jury, read it. This is what he signed. Read the fifth article. Did he break that law? You goddamn right he did. Did he do it on purpose? You goddamn right he did. Did he do it for mammon? You goddamn right he did. He committed high treason and fucking goddamn sedition against we the people and our authority in this goddamn country. And stole our fucking resources. Stole what belongs to us. Ate out. That's what they ate out your substance means. Means they're fucking stealing from you. They have been stealing from you since I first came up on this goddamn radio station and fucking shit from the beginning of this country. The settlement of the War of 1812, the fucking king gets a charter to come across the country and cut all the fucking timber that belongs to the people who fucking bled and died to get it. When the goddamn revolution, what they call the revolution, which was a popular uprising for the goddamn people's rights, when it was all over in December 15th, 1791, when the people had just declared our fucking jurisdictional control over this country, it belonged to those people. The whole goddamn country did. Everything they have taken has been through fucking fraud. There's no statute of limitations on fraud. Every one of you will fucking hang. We'll find out who got the money. Because we're not going to just take back the fucking stolen rifle that we finally found. Every hand that it went through is going to get fucking, that person's going to hang because they knew exactly what they were fucking doing. You don't get a goddamn $2,000 fucking gun for $50 unless there's something crooked going on. And you're going to fucking hang too. Right up to the son of a bitch that did the fucking stealing. The son of a bitch that thought that they could take what belongs to an American national without the due process of the law as fucking guaranteed by we the people to ourselves. Through the unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791. That law is going to hang your fucking asses and you come at us, motherfuckers. See, this is how they're coming at us now. Because they walk in that fucking jungle, all hell's going to break loose. This goddamn country's going to explode. It'd be like a fire NATO going across the goddamn whole continent. They know it. That's why they're over there. We're taking $13 billion today, $14 billion tomorrow, $33 billion in just a few fucking weeks here. They've taken about, let's see, according to the U.S. Embassy in Russia. Okay, we did that. But they talk more about it. Democrats want to raise Biden's Ukraine aid to nearly $400 billion from responsible StarCraft sent in by Misty. Now listen how this starts out. And if the Republicans get their way, that top line may be even higher by the time Congress passes it into law. You got your left-right paradigm going there, you ignorant son of a bitches that go out and participate in a foreign occupational vote, committing high treason against we the people, your fucking brethren? You're going to fucking hang too, because there's no way you cannot know about this. This is goddamn, they're telling you. This ain't somebody, well, that guy's a conspiracy theorist. He's got a goddamn, he's got a tin hat on, sitting on a radio talking all this stuff. It's just conspiracy. It's false news is what it is. Yeah. Well, now they're telling you, asshole. They're telling you the fucking, fuck allocations, fuck everything that they fucking told you in those Federalist lying ass papers, the Constitution that never was. It's always been an aristocracy in this goddamn country, and corporate aristocracy. They moved it onto land in 1871, and in 1878 they fucking added more to their goddamn fucking draconian fucking just grab for fucking power that they could not have because it was in violation of the law. The ninth article in particular, which didn't allow them to have any authority to deny or disparage any fucking right retained by the people, let alone the ones that were actually enumerated in the fucking Bill of Rights, which was a separate fucking document and was the law of this fucking land before it was ever attached to that fucking fraudulent fucking Constitution. Plain and simple. Anybody out there that's fucking trying to preach to you about that fucking Constitution is a goddamn traitor by knowledge. They know it. They've known it all along. They've made goddamn fortunes off this misery. They're war profiteers. They would profiteer off of people's fucking lives just like these dirty son of a bitch and industrial war complex son of a bitches that are getting their fucking cut of this goddamn booty too. Not only will they arm fucking Ukraine to be a fucking international fucking goddamn first world force, but they will also line fucking their fucking pockets with trillions of more fucking of your fucking goddamn. Well, it's just debt, but they take that debt and they turn it into, they take your fucking tangible fucking goddamn real estate. They're right now, they're bringing like this black, I can't think of what it's called, the ones that are buying up all of the fucking farming real estate. They bought up, hey, somebody bought up all the farmland. Now, if you want to eat, you're going to fucking beg at their goddamn feet. Well, they can't do that. You can't steal from us. And then turn around and take the stolen money and come back and fucking, you can't buy a country. It's a violation of our sovereignty. It's a violation of our fucking due process of the law. We never had a chance to say no. But we're going to say no when them fucking guns start going off. You're going to understand what the word no fucking means when you hit that fucking jungle, when that jungle just says fuck it, when the people just fucking explode out of it and come at your fucking ass. You make it more apparent every day that's what we're going to have to do. And I tell you people out there, they're because they're monkey fucking each other, because they're stealing like the fucking thieves that they are, you right now is a good opportunity. This is the time to fucking do it. Don't wait till they get it all put together and get a couple of fucking goddamn transvestites that can say move it. Don't do that. While they're stealing from each other, I mean, they're fucking cutting each other's throats, stealing like fucking goddamn, like a pack of goddamn, what the hell they call them? People will run in groups in the stores and just start grabbing. That's what they're stealing like right now. Right now would be the time to hammer them fuckers down hard. But you're not going to do it, are you? You will wait until, I mean, if you have the balls, you will fight once they get to your house. You will stand between them and your fucking children and rape of your fucking little daughter or your little son or your dog or your wife or you. Then maybe you'll shoot a little bit. But you should, I mean, this is goddamn open war against we the fucking people, and you're sitting on your fucking ass. And it disgusts me. And it should disgust you. Anyways, I'm disgusted enough for the day, so we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And just think about it. When are you going to act, and what are going to be the consequences of waiting? That's what you need to think about, and that is The Word from the Trenches.